Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. My name's Bobby. We are so glad you've taken just a few minutes of your day. Our hope is that every single weekday we'd provide just a few minutes of encouragement. If you've been around these a while and you have found them helpful, we'd be honored if you'd consider sharing them with a friend today. Our hope is to help encourage as many people as possible. And today's subject is one that I really think could help some people. Earlier today, I was swapping a text with a friend, and we were talking about this idea of hurry. Now, most people are in a hurry, but they're in a hurry so much so often that they don't even feel like they're in a hurry. In fact, in our day and age, there's something called the hustle economy. It's this idea of getting stuff done. And honestly, I call it the hustle fallacy because we get so busy, we miss what really matters. And sometimes that impacts us when it comes to our relationship with God. Tomorrow, I'm going to the doctor and I'm going to sit in that little room waiting for them to call me back called the waiting room. And that waiting room is never any fun. But sometimes the waiting room isn't just at the doctor's office. Sometimes it's in our relationship with God. One of the things I'm convinced of is that God at any moment can do anything. In Isaiah 60, verse 22, God says, "I am the Lord, and when it is time, I will make these things happen quickly." He can do it. But the hard part for many of us, myself included, is we find it hard to accept that we're in God's waiting room because it's a difficult season of our life. We're in God's waiting room and we're in a hurry. We want God to answer now, and it seems like God is in no rush. I don't know what your hurry is today. Maybe it's to graduate. Maybe it's to get married. Maybe it's to close a deal at work. Maybe it's to buy your house. Whatever that thing is that you're in a hurry for, you're watching time getting shorter and shorter. Maybe in your mind you're thinking, God, when's this going to happen? God, there's not enough time now. God, how is this going to happen? If it doesn't happen now, it's not going to happen at all. But the reminder today is that God is not subject to time. He's the one that created it. He operates outside of it. That's one of the reasons why Psalm 90 and verse 4 says that 1,000 years can just be a moment, a blip to God. One of the things I'm convinced of when it comes to the waiting room is that God wants to use it. God uses time to test your faith. God uses time in the waiting room to build your character. See, we're focused on a goal while God is focused on us. God is far more interested in you than he is in what you're trying to accomplish, because here's the truth, those things that you're trying to accomplish, that job, that graduation, that marriage, that thing, you're not going to take that to heaven. The thing that you're going to take is your character. A lot of times when we're sitting there in the waiting room and we're waiting for God to do something, like asking God to answer a prayer, it's as if God says to us, "You're not waiting on me, I'm waiting on you. I'm preparing you. I'm testing your faith. I'm trying to mature you, because the blessing I want to give you is so much bigger than you can handle right now." And he closes it by saying, "Will you trust me?" See, today in the waiting room, I believe God can use it. Delays are part of the way that God uses to grow us up. He uses them as part of his design to teach us to trust him, to grow us in his character. Isaiah 49 verse 8 says, "At the right time," do you hear that? "At the right time, I will hear your prayers. On the day of salvation, then I will help you." It doesn't say God might help you. It doesn't say, well, maybe he'll help you. It says he will hear and he will answer and he will help. When? When the time is right. And so today, don't get frustrated by the waiting room. Don't give up. Don't quit. Remember that God's timing is not our timing, and it's always better to go his way. Well, I hope you have a great day today. If there is something we can join you in praying for as part of this waiting season, our team would be honored to join you in prayer. Just drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.